other such methods can offer a strong beginning for practice. But with more complicated simulated job tasks, computerized business games, role-playing, team problem-solving exercises, and large-scale simulations of an entire organizational reality, the results tend to be mixed. It is often unclear precisely what skills such simulations are meant to cultivate. There typically is little or no attention paid to exactly what competencies are being practiced. Moreover, merely taking part in a game or an exercise is not the same as learning. The overall recommendation for such simulations and games is that they be carefully planned, focus on specific competencies that are clearly described to participants, and end with a debriefing of the experience. They should also be used in conjunction with, rather than as a replacement for, coaching and feedback, reinforcement, and on-the-job practice. Computer-aided instruction, a current vogue in training, has limits when it comes to offering practice for emotional competence. While they have real promise in terms of individualized instruction, self-pacing, private opportunities for rehearsal and practice, immediate feedback on progress, and remedial assistance, and the like, computer-aided techniques are generally better suited for training in technical skills than for developing personal and interpersonal capabilities. People say you can sit at your computer, assess yourself, and find out how to develop a competency, observes Richard Boyatzis of Case Western Reserve University. But you can't do this without relationships. You can't learn this in isolation. Enthusiasm is high in many quarters for converting training to high-tech media like intelligent computer-based tutoring systems, virtual reality, interactive CD-ROMs, and so on. While these technologies may offer economies of cost by using machines instead of people as trainers, and more flexibility for the people who use them, there may be much of importance that gets lost if they are the only tool used. As one psychologist put it, high-tech training media may have many virtues, but they tend to score rather low on emotional intelligence. To be sure, there may be a place for such high-tech teaching aids in the overall design of an emotional competence training program. One example might be for individual practice sessions with video segments for feedback on empathic accuracy. Another possibility might be online affinity groups, a kind of virtual support and coaching group. But an overemphasis on technology at the expense of essential human contact, especially when it comes to practicing competencies, could be a great mistake. One review of training trends observes Riley, "It is often the mundane and low technology factors of a training system that make the difference between a successful training program and wasted organizational resources. And these low-tech factors are people with the essential competencies of emotional intelligence."
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.